Hi, I'm Marion McPartlin, and my guest today is Sharon Freeman. She's a most talented and versatile musician, and she's an expert both on piano and French horn. She's an arranger, and she's a composer. She's always involved in the most exciting projects. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. It's good to see you. It's been so long.
Years.
I don't remember the year it was that I saw you with Melba Liston, but I think it was at City Court, wasn't it?
We were doing a concert. I'm trying to remember. It was probably 1982.
Yeah,
something
could be.
Somewhere through
could
there.
Could be. That was such a nice little group. Really, I really enjoyed it.
It was very interesting because we were doing a lot of Melba's, you know, things and a lot of her arrangements, and it was just fun. And we got to go to some interesting places, the Far East and, you know, Fiji, Taiwan, Malaysia, things like that.
You know, I remember that group because I hadn't heard that many of Melba's arrangements, and I really realized what a great talent she is, both on the horn and the way she would write for a group.
That was one of the reasons I did it, because I had heard of Melba for years, and I'd heard recordings, but I just wanted to be in the environment where I could hear, you know, what she did when she arranged, and it was very helpful to me in my own arrangements later.
Now, I know that you've done a lot of arrangements, but you're also a fine composer. I'd really love to hear something that you've written. What have you got?
Oh, I think I'll play Waltz for Achim, and it's a waltz that I wrote for my husband
a couple of years ago. Oh, love to hear that.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's a really pretty tune, Sharon.
Thank you.
Lovely. Your husband likes that, I'll bet, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He loves it. Play it. When are you going to play my tune?
I'd like to have a copy of that myself.
Oh, sure.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
Oh, that's a very strange story. I was doing a tour with George Gruntz, who's the producer of the Berlin. He has a big 22-piece band.
Oh, yeah, I know of him.
We did a tour in South America, and what had happened was George's regular road manager, Bruno Denger, couldn't do the road managing. So he talked Achim into doing the road managing. So we had this long, horrible flight from New York to Miami to Venezuela to Caracas.
My goodness.
Right, it was awful, awful. And so I came off of the plane looking really grungy, and I just saw this man, and I said, oh no, who is it? And it turned out that he was the road manager, so I spent the first 40 minutes trying to avoid him, but he kept following me.
Why? You were so struck by him?
I was very struck, and I really didn't know quite how to deal with it. So I went to the ladies' room figuring maybe he'll go away. Then but of course, when I came back, he was still there because he was the road manager. And for the first few days, I really didn't have very much to say to him. But then we got together, and I went over to Germany to visit him. And we wound up getting married in February, which was about 4 months later.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're still sort of newlyweds.
Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years, February.
Well, it's still newlyweds. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm so intrigued with the combination of instruments, the piano and the French horn. How did that happen?
That was purely by accident because I went to the High School of Music and Art and I was a piano player. And I thought that I was going to get more instruction as to how to play the instrument. And when I got there, I found out wrong. I had to either sing or play percussion, or play tuba, or trombone, or French horn. And I decided, well, I didn't want to sing, and I didn't want to play tuba. So I just sort of got into it through the back door, never intending to go very far with it at all.
It's amazing what's happened, isn't it?
Sometimes I wonder.
It's just wonderful. Well, play us another tune. I know all our listeners would love to hear something by Duke Ellington, and you've got one.
Right, Heaven.
Heaven is, I'm trying to think, when he, didn't somebody sing this, Alice Babs or somebody,
I'm sure. That sounds right. That sounds
right. Oh, I'd love to hear your version of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, that's quite a piece. Yeah. You know, I've only heard that, as I said, I think I've only heard it sung, but that makes a good piano piece.
It's very interesting, because I think it's usually done as a ballad, but for some reason I do it as a bossa nova, or as kind of a Latin-tinged piece of music.
Oh, I think that's really nice. What do you do most of, Sharon? Playing the French horn, or writing, or what?
It's sort of, after all of these years, balanced out so that it's about one-third, one-half horn, one-half piano, and writing and conducting. So it's sort of balanced in a very strange kind of way.
The conducting, I think that's a hard gig. At least it would be for me. I mean, to have to control all those people.
Oh, it's fun.
How do you handle it? Do you like it?
I enjoy it. As a matter of fact, I just did a concert this past Sunday with the Moby Big Band, which is directed by Earl McIntyre, and they did a piece of mine, Unky Arnold, which is a real fast piece. But it's just, I find you have to know exactly what it is you're going to do, and the trick is to try and get the musicians to do it with you.
I'd be a nervous wreck. It definitely works for you.
When I first started, I was extremely nervous, but you know, the more I do it, the more comfortable I become with it.
Where are you from originally? Are you from here?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you went from there to study at the School of Music and Art?
Right. I went from there to the High School of Music and Art, then I went to the Manhattan School of Music. The Manhattan
right.
School of Music.
Right, I remember that right. somewhere that you were there.
Right, so I have a degree in theory from there, but I've actually been playing piano since I was six. There was an excellent teacher in my neighborhood who was from the New England Conservatory. She was a graduate of there.
Yeah.
So I studied with her from the time I was about six until 16 or 17 years old, then went into Manhattan.
Well, let's do some piano playing here.
Okay.
Maybe I can get into something with you. I heard you noodling around with Shiny Stockings before.
Okay.
Think we could try that?
I think we can try that.
All right. Shall I play the melody line?
Well, actually, I know the chords.
Well, you know the chords, and I know the melody. We should make a good team. Oh, I should tell people, by the way, people like to know this, that these two pianos are side by side, and my piano's on the left and yours is on the right, and they can get us together, you know.
Okay.
So here goes.
Thank you.
that was fun.
That's, after all, that's our own arrangement. I don't, you know, I don't really know. I mean, I know the bassy arrangement.
Right.
You know, when you hear it, but I never have sort of played that as much as trying to play my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going through my head now that we've finished the tune.
It's a great, you know, it's a great tune just to blow on, I find.
Yeah, isn't it? That nice must be tune. Fun playing with that band.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. A lot of crazy people in it, Frank included, but it's a great band.
Well, now, are you playing piano and, no, you're not playing French horn.
No, I'm just playing horn. And that band, and who usually plays piano? The piano player.
T. Carson?
No, Kenny Barron did it a couple of times, Ronnie Matthews, Danny Mixon, a number of different people have played the piano chair.
Because the French horn is such an unusual instrument for jazz. Yeah. Only in the past few years, I think, has anybody tried to play jazz on it.
Well, there are quite a few people as French horn players go. You have John Clark, Tom Varner, Vincent Chancy, Willie Ruff.
Oh, Willie Ruff, of course, yes. Mm-hmm. I bet you know him well, don't you?
Right, I know Willie too well, almost. And there's Bob Northern, who's now playing mostly flutes and woodwinds, and he's now Brother Ah down in Washington.
I guess I should tell everybody listening in, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest is Sharon Freeman, and this is Piano Jazz. You were telling me before about working with, or doing some of Mary Lou Williams' things.
Right.
And yet you never did meet her.
No, it was just one of those strange quirks of fate where when she came to do a rehearsal with Melba, it was because I was sick and in the hospital. So, of course, I was in the hospital, she was there, and never got to meet her. And a little bit after that, she died. It just never worked out.
But yet you performed some of her things with a... With what kind of a group? A big group?
No, it was just a trio. Charlie Persippo on drums and Anthony Cox on bass. And so I put together, I think, about almost 2 hours' worth of Mary Lou's music. And we did it down at the Universal Jazz Coalition, and it went very well.
Oh, what fun. Mm-hmm. I'd love to play one of Mary Lou's things, if I can remember it. Years ago, she came to my house when Jimmy and I were living in Manhattan. And in fact, I've got pictures of her sitting at the piano, and I've got the manuscript of this particular tune, which she called Scratching in the Gravel. She wrote it out for me. And I still have this pencil sheet, which I treasure quite a lot.
Mm.
So here's the tune. It's a very simple tune, but it's a typical Mary Lou piece.
I really enjoyed that, and as I was listening to it, I was hearing all of the little nuances that, you know, that you were doing, and it's really great.
Well, thank you.
Really great.
It's funny because as I was playing that, I just realized for the first time in all these years that it's a sort of a takeoff on solitude, isn't it?
It's got, I think, the same, you could be right.
It's got
right.
the same bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Same chorus.
Yeah.
But her, you know, her melody is altogether different.
Right.
Just as I was playing, I thought, there's something strangely familiar about this tune.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't do what I would have done, which would have just suddenly shifted into solitude and tried to figure out, how did I get here?
Well, we'd figure our way out of it, I know. Well, how about, let's do another duet. I know you like waltzes, mm-hmm. so why don't you pick one?
What about All Blues?
That's Miles, isn't it? Isn't that Miles's
tune?
That's
Miles Davis.
You want to do like a out of tempo thing?
Right, let's just sort of wend our way into it.
Okay, let's wend.
Okay.
That's terrific.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice. You really, really got into it.
That's one of my favorite. It's a simple tune, but it's one of my favorite tunes. And when I think of that, I think of how I began listening to jazz and the people I heard. So it's just fun.
Well, I've really enjoyed what you do on piano. Now I want to hear you on the French horn. You think you could manage that, something?
I'll try.
I know that that's going to be such a, such an interesting thing for the listeners to hear, Sharon Freeman, because well, this will be a first, actually, on the show to have a French horn player.
I'm speechless.
Me too. Well, what do you think? What tune do you think would be good?
I think Body and Soul.
Okay. Wonderful. I really admire you playing this instrument, Sharon.
Thank you.
It's terrific.
It gets to be a lot of fun.
I'll bet it does.
And this is just a great key for it also.
Yeah,
just
isn't
the sound.
What do you say we do another duet, Sharon?
Sounds fine to me.
What would you like?
What about A Little Stella by Starline?
That's everybody's favorite, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's such a wonderful tune. Where did that come from?
A movie from 1939 called The Uninvited, which was a ghost story set in Cornwall.
Really? How come you know so much?
Because I happened to just turn on, I think, a television station about 4 years ago, and I got into the movie. It was very good, and then all of a sudden I realized that one of the main characters was a composer, and he was writing this tune, and it turned out to be Stella by Starlight. And Stella was actually the girl who was having problem with a couple of ghosts.
Isn't that amazing? You know, Victor Young, he wrote some marvelous songs, and a lot of them are from movies. And then there was Green Dolphin Street, because that was somebody else's.
Branislaw Caper, I think.
Yeah. But I didn't really know that. It's going to give me a little insight on the tune here. So are we going to play it in a ghostly way?
We could.
Well, let's see what happens. Here we go with Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
Now, if that wasn't ghostly, I don't know what.
Very ghostly.
Well, I'm going to do one for you now. Great. And let you rest from your labors for a minute or two. And this one's a ballad. It's a pretty tune. It's called Then I'll Be Tired of You.
That was gorgeous, Marion. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's funny. I sometimes learn tunes by hearing singers do them. Do you pick up on tunes that way?
That's how I get most of them.
Really?
You know, just listening to the singer and doing, you know, what I hear.
Peggy Lee made a beautiful arrangement of that years ago, and it always kind of stayed with me. Although I've heard many other versions of the tune, but that one I know I particularly liked. Well, you know, we're coming up on the last tune,
well,
Sharon.
Song.
It's just, yes. So it would be kind of fun to try and maybe do another Mary Lou piece.
Okay.
One of the early ones. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, before we start, I'd just like to say one more time how much I appreciate having you come and do the show today.
Well, I've really enjoyed being here.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has. A lot of fun. Ghostly music and all. It's been really great. Thank
well,
you.
I want to wish you luck with all your various and many enterprises. You've got so much going. You're just doing so terrifically, and I wish you luck with all your new pieces and everything you're doing and going to do. Okay, Sharon, are we ready? We get up for this Mary Lou song?
I hope so.
We better be. After all this working out, hadn't we? All right, let's do it. Our version of Roll 'Em.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Well, I hope Mary Lou appreciated all the variations we did on her tune. Oh, Sharon, it was such a kick having you here. Thank you so much.
It's been great.
Oh, it was my pleasure too, Sharon.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Sharon Freeman, a program which originally aired in 1988. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Shari Hutchinson, recording engineer Andrew Milano, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, production assistant Doug Keith, executive producer William D. Hay. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this episode was provided by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for the digital archiving of Piano Jazz was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.